the shiur is being learned in the Nishmas Moron, Rabbi Avraham Yaakov ben Ramey Zandvol HaKohen, the Nishmas Rabbi Nisana ben Rabbi Zalman Pinchas HaKohen, the Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Chaim ben Rabbi Mordechai Tzvi Halevi, Nishmas Rabbi David ben Rabbi Moshe Grossman, Kulam Zechonam Levroche. We are on Daf Pei Omed Bei. The Gemara had asked a kasha. It says in the Mishnah that Shneim Bifnim, a kochim, a person shechted kochim. So it says in the Mishnah as follows. Kochim bifnim, harishen kosher upotar, asheni soifeges arboim. And when you shecht the ben, so you soifeges arboim, als oisei vespenoi, upostle. It's postle als mechusas man. But you soifeges arboim because of oisei vespenoi. So the Gemara had asked Akashim, L'chayre, you should be like twice. Should be like since it's possible out to Mechusas man. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Belilke nami mishim lav the Mechusas man. Is a lav of Mechusas man, the sanya minayim l'chol apsulim. Shebesher v'shebeseh shehu b'lo yerotze. We learn that from a posik. So if you shecht a korban that's a lav baritzui, yechayiv malkis. So why did the Tana say, kochim bifnim, asheni seifig es aboyim, you should be seifig two lavim, one al tzoisiv es benoi, and one al this lav, kol apsulim shebeshoer, shebeseshu belo yerotze, yeloike, lo yerotze. So the Gemara first had a teretz that we learned yesterday that he's only speaking about the lavim of Oisei Ves Benoi. That's why he doesn't want to mention an extra lav. Now let's go to the bottom shure of the Peyomet Beis, in the middle of the shure. Rabbi Zeira Omar Hanach L'Mechusas Ma. That even though this is 100% true, that kol shehu b'lo yerotze you like it. That means if it's a mum and you shecht it, you like it. But mechusas man is unique. Mechusas man is b'lo yerotze and you're not like it. You're not like it. Why? That koso nitkei la'asei. There is a asei at koso nitkei la'asei. My time. The Omar Kro Miyoim Hashmini Bohola Yerotze. And perhaps this was Rashi's Gilset. Rashi was in Geiris the next few words. Nitkei Lasei. So Rashi says, the Mashme Betoichs Manoi Belo Yerotze. Kidma Binon Milaneda Lo Yerotze. We have before that every, that in the first 7 days is Lineda lo yerotze. Elo henichoi la'achaz manoi, miyoy mashmini, leave it till the 8th day, v'yerotze. So this is a moiridike Rashi, a difficult Rashi, that Rashi calls this Halav anitik lasei. Now, we'll see, Taisvus has to be chaylik on Rashi, but I'll kaponim, let us just understand what Rashi is saying. We understand halav anitik lasei means, a person was over halav, so if he does a mitzvah, so say later, there'll be misak in the halav, he was over leisigzel, so he's mekayim beheshev esagzele. He was Moiser, he made Noiser, so he was Seirif the Noiser. That's a Lavanitic Lesse. Rashi says over here, there's another type of a Lavanitic Lesse. The Torah says that in the 7 days, you should not be Makrivit, it's a Mechusel's man. So the Torah gave an assay, what should be done with a mechusas man? You should wait till it becomes ois mechusas man. And for some reason, Rashi, this is called a lavanitic lasei, and there's no malchus in the 7 days. That's what Rashi says. The mashma beteirs manoi belo yerotze, vimashmini behole yerotze, from the 8th merutze. But teirs manoi, every mechusas man is lo yerotze, elo. So what should you do? You should leave it till the 8th day. And that's also called a lavanitic lesei. Dalkochach asei ze lav mikoremashma. It doesn't mean you should do it before. It means that after the 7th day, you should wait till the 8th day to be makrebit. Kehidi shiluach hakam. Like the Gemara later says, this one on the Yomah that holds, Shiluach Akam is not a Lavanitic Lasei. Gemrini Mi'ikore Mashmeh. Shaleyach Ein V'loitikochenu. So there the essay was said, before the Lav, you should not take it, you should send it away. V'lehavi Lavanitic Lasei. V'loikinolo. So that's why by Shiluach Akam V'loikin. Avokan halav koidim lesei. Shalav besoichs manai. The lav is, it's lo yerotze. In kozman it's a mechusel's man. And afterwards there's an essay that you should be makrivit the next day. So that's also called a lav anitik lesei. It says mani ve essay laach is mani. Okay, well, we'll see. Taisus, perhaps we'll get a little smarter. But this is what Rashi says. So Memele, so Rabbi Zeira said, Amor de Kechidish, the Gemara is Takashe, that Kochim Bifnim, why is the Sheini Soifeges Aboyim, Al Soisiv Espanoi, it should be Loike Shmoinim, Al Salaf Mula Yerotze. So the Gemara says, no, the Lav of Mechus is Man is Nitik Lasei, because it's in the same, wait till tomorrow. Don't be over today, wait till tomorrow. Fragt die Gemorre, wo mi boile liche der Rabbi Abturiki. We need this is not coming to tell us a mitzvah sasei to wait till tomorrow and to make it a lava nitik lasei. This pasuk is coming to tell us aloche. The Rabbi Abturiki Rami, Rabbi Abturiki yes takash. See, it says in the pasuk, vo yeshivas im yomim tachas imay. It says in the Pasuk that 7 days it should be Tachas Imay. Ha-layla, so it would seem, but at night, after the Shivas Yomim, Chosi, then it's Roi Lakrobe. Uchsiv, it says another Pasuk, Miyayim Hashmini V'hole Yerote. Miyayim Hashmini V'hole in Layla Loi. So we have a Stira Tupsuke. Ha-keitza, Layla L'kedushe. That means there's an Isser to be Magdish and Mechusel's man. As soon as it becomes early Yom Shmini, so then you're allowed to be Magdish it. That Shiva Shomim Tachasim, when you should not to be Magdish it even. After Shiva Shomim Pes, you're allowed to be Magdish it. Yom Laharzo. But to be Makrivit, that you need by Yom Hashmini V'holo Yerotze. The Ritzo is Yom Hashmini. Salkaponim, it's not coming to tell us an essay, it's telling us that in Mechusel's man, so on being Magdishit, after Shiva Shomi can be Magdishit. To be Makrivit, you need the 8th day. So it's not coming for an essay, it's coming to tell us when the Mechusel's man ends, Lagabi, which Prat. So the Gemara says, Ksiv Kro Achine. Let's look at the side. It says here the whole pasuk. Kintasa leshoicha letzaynecha shiva shamim yeimimai v'yeimashmina itiknei li. So it says in the Pasuk, V'yayim Hashmini Titneli, so we know the Harzah is the eighth day. We know this already from that Pasuk. So this Pasuk, V'yayim Hashmini V'olei Yerotz, is coming to be Menatek, the love of Lo Yerotz, the first 7 days. So this is a Teretz, why the only Seifig Es HaBoyim, you're not Seifig Shmei. Oma Rav Hamnune, Oymer hoye Rabbi Shimon, ein oisei ves benoi noyig bekotshim. Now Rav Hamnune is saying, b'shem Rav Shimon, b'shitas Rav Shimon, ein oisei ves benoi noyig bekotshim, my time, given the Oma Rabbi Shimon, shchite shein aruye, loishmo shchite, shchites kotshim nami, shchite shein aruyehi. Now, the Gemara at the present time, we're going to go to a sugya, but the Gemara at the present time understood that Rav Hamnune is saying as follows. The whole Issa of Oiseyas Benoi is when you shecht the Ein, so then you're not allowed to shecht the Ben. But Rav Shimon holds, when is it called a Shechita? If it's a Shechita Ruya. So Rav Hamnune said, and we hear already this far from Rabbi Shaya, that by kotchim, it's never shy to shech the aim, because when you shech the aim, it's not mutabachila, you have to make zrike. So the shchita is not a shchita ruye. So by kotchim, you can never shech the aim, because it's called you killed aim, you didn't shech it. According to Rab Shimon, in order to be called a shame shchita, it has to be a shchita that's mutabachila. By kotchim, you shech the aim, is it mutabachila? No. So it's not called a shchita. It's mutter. But the shchita was not matter it bachila. So memele, so the whole concept of oisai ve'ez benoi is not shayach by kochim, because there's no maise shchita. It's called the shchita she'ena ruye. It's not matter, the shchita is not matter the kolben bachila. So memele, there's no concept of oisai ve'ez benoi. That is how the Gemara understood Pshat and Rav Hamnune. Amar Rav Hamnune, Oymar Yerab Shimon, Einoi Seves, Benoi Noig Bekotshim, it's not Noig Bekotshim. My time, Akivin Amar Rav Shimon, Shchite Shein Aruye, Loishmo Shchite, Shchite Skotshim, Nam Shchite Shein Aruye, so Memele, you never shechted the aim, so Memele, there's never an Isser to shecht the blood. Mosiv Rabbe, so Rabbi asked the question. We learned, Oisai ve'es benoi kotchim bachutz. You shechted bachutz, you shechted kotchim. Oisai ve'es benoi. Now, we heard in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah says, that if you shechted kotchim bachutz, let us understand what is not like Rav Shimon and what the problem is according to Rav Shimon. The Tanna in our Mishnah says that Oisai ves benoi bachutz, if you had kotchim, so you shechted the first animal bachutz, tichayv koris. Tichayv koris, you like also, there's a lav of shchutei chutz. The second animal, since it's not allowed to shecht it, als oisei ves benoi, so it's not roi le pesach oil moit, so if it's not roi le pesach oil moit, there's no issa of shchutei chutz. So the whole issa is oisei ves benoi. That is what the Tana of our Mishnah said. So now Rove Esta Kashe, we have a baraisa that says oisei ves benoi kotshim bachutz. Rab Shimon Oymar Shaini, if you shecht the benoi bachutz, beloi sase, yoiver aloi sase. But loi sase yoiver, loi sasum lashem alekeichem, and this is a love, and bachusel zman, if now it's not the zman to be makrivit, you have to be makrivit later, the Beis HaMikdosh. If you makav it now, chutz le migdosh, yoiv alav, leisasun, ken le shem alekeich. Tzatzim L'Hashem Alekech. That is what Rav Shimon says. Let us see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi from before. Okay, it's a Laila Shminik Shava Shvi Lekdusha. There's no chorus of shchutechutz. The lav miskabo befnimu, because today you can't bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. Mikom makim beloy sasu hoyel verotzi laachazman. That means there's a v'lav di day mepush peit basra dezvochim like miloy sasen kechela shanachnu oisim ayoyim isha yoshe beino. So there the posik is. Rashi explains in Zvochim, the posik is telling us that when they came to Eretz Yisrael, when Bomis became Mutam, so they were not capable of being Makrif Chayvis. They weren't able to be Makrif Chayvis. Chayvis will first become Mutar in Shiloh when they'll have on the Mishkan, they'll be Kabu and Bomis Anesra. Because the Bomis and Mutar, they were unable to be Makrif Chayvis. So if a person would be, so the Pasuk tells us, if you're Makrif Chayvis now, we don't have the Mishkan B'Shila, you're over a lav of Mechusel Zman. That means now's not the time to be Makrif Chayvis, you're Makrif it before it's time, so there's a lav of Eloi Sasun, Kechel Asher Nachnu Oisim. So this is a lav. Zot Rab Shimon, if you shecht it, Kochim Bachut, so the first behema yoiver and shchut echutz, and the second behema yoiver the slav of leisasun kechel asher nachnu ois. That's what Rav Shimon says. She Rav Shimon aimer kol haroi lo veilachazma. If you have a korban that is roi lo yomay, not today. Lachazman, hareyu beloy sase veim by chorus. That means the chorus of shchutei chutz is dafke if it's roi loyel moed hayoyim. Then if you shecht it b'chutz, you chayit chorus. If it's not roi loyel moed hayoyim, but it will be roi lachazman, si oiva anala. V'chachomim oimrim kol she'ein by chorus, einoi beloy sase. If there's no chorus, if it's not roi hayoyim, there's no lav. The whole lav is the lav of shchut echutz, which the lav is al pesach hayol moed lo heviyoy. The lav is why were you makrev it today? That's the lav. That's the chorus. If you can't be makrev it today, there is no lav. Period. There's no lav. Fine. So we have here a machloikis that Rab Shimon holds. Oisoi ves benoi kochim bachutz, yoiva alav vikashalo. So now, when we learned this baraisa, we had a problem. Kochim bachutz, if he took two korbanis, nishechted it bachutz, sheini beloi sase, so Rab Shimon is saying, since you're not allowed to be makrib today, the sheini. Also, it's called a mechusas man. So, memele. So therefore, we have this loisas. The loisas of the suloi. Kama miktol kotel. Sheini mikabel befnimu. Kol yisnami lechayev. So, we ask the kash, according to Rab Shimon. Oisei ves benoi bachutz. When you shechted the first one, is that a shchita ruya? Zichanat. It's not a shchita ruya. We learned yesterday of the lav of shchita chutz yoiva. But lagabi, all other dinim, it's not called a shchita. So when you shechted the first one b'chutz, it's called like you killed the first one. So now you're saying the second one yoiva a lav, you laugh because it's not Roy today, you'll be Roy Lachas man. And Shudik, the second one is Roy today. You didn't check the mother, you killed the mother. It wasn't called Ashchita Ruya when you shechted the first one Bechutz. So it's not called Ashchita Ruya, it's not Roy Lachila. So Memele, so you killed the mother, so Memele, you shech the second one, you chayef koris. Here, Rav Shimon says, Yoy Malach. Mekabu Bifnimu, the second one is Roy Bifnim. His koris nami lechayef. So what's pshat in this paraisa? Va'omar Rove, va'omri lo kadi, chsuri mechsre va'ochikton. So Rav said, it is missing a few words in this paraisa. So now he fills in, and then we'll start understanding Rav Shimon. And then we're going to have Akash and Rav Amnonim. Vachikton. There's a few bovis in this paraisa. Kochim shneim bachutz. If there were kochim, aim and a ben bachutz. L'rabonon, rishin onish koritz. So the first one discovered al shchutei chutz, sheini posel, you're not allowed to eat it because it's shchutei chutz. Upotah and yapotah from koris because the sheini is not roi lepesach ayomayit. The next two words are a toys. Le Rabbi Shimon, shneim anushim koris. According to Rabbi Shimon, both are chayiv koris. The first one is Chayiv Koris, and the second is Chayiv Koris, because it's not called Oisei Vesbenoi, because the first one was not Geshochten. It's a Shchita Shein Aruye, San Mata Bachila. So the second one is also Chayiv Koris. Case number two. Echad Bachutz, ve'echad Bifnim. Le Rabbono, according to the Rabbonon, Rishen Onesh Koris, the Rishen is Onesh Koris, Sheini, that you shechted Bifnim, so it's Oisei Ves Benoi, it's Posel, it's Posel Lakrove, because it's Oisei Ves Benoi, so it's a Machus Hazman, Upata Mikoris, there's no Koris, now really this is Poshet, Vashteitzich, there's no Koris, the second one, you shechted Bifnim, the whole Koris is only by Shchutei Chutz, this is Shechta Bifnim, he Shechta the Mechusas Man Bifnim. Vashteitzer, he's Potter from Koris. But the Baisa Chapt on Potter, because he said the Rishin Yechai, of course, he said the second one Potter from Koris. Le Rabbi Shimon, if you Shechta the mother Bachutz, is Sheini Kosher. So you Shechta the mother Bachutz, the mother, that's not called a shchita, because it's a shchita sheina ruye, it's not roi lachila. It's sheini kosher, so the sheini is kosher, it's a kosher ikon. That's case number two. Case number three, echad bifnim ve'echad bachutz. He shechted the mother bifnim ve'echad bachutz. L'rabonon, Rishain kosher, but no, he shechted the first kolben bifnim, so it's kosher. Upata is potter from koris, vashteitzach is a kosher kolben. Sheini, the second one that he shechted bachutz, is posel, you shechted it bachutz. Upata mi koris, because it's a machusel's man, because it's oisei vez benoi, and it's a machusel's man. El Rabbi Shimon, in this case, Sheini beloy sase. The sheini is beloy sase. What does that mean? That means that since the sheini is a mechusas man, it's not roi lovoy hayoim lebeis hamigdish, al toise bez benoy, but it's roi lovoy lachas man, tomorrow it's roi, so there's a bezunder lav of yeshecht a mechusas man, bachutz, there's a lav of this is the Rav Shimon. So now, we see from this Rav Shimon as follows. We see from this Rav Shimon that when you shechted the aim bifnim, it's called a shchita. Not like Rav Amnuneh. Rav Amnuneh had said, according to Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, I know you say, I know you catch him. My time, I keep it up, Rav Shimon, Shchita, Shaina Ruya, Loi Shema Shchita, Shchita, catch him, Nami Shchita, Shaina Ruya. So Rav Amnuna had said, since the Shchita of the aim in the Beis HaMikdosh is not matter till you have Zrika, so Rav Amnuna said, so the Shchita is not called a Shchita. So there's no Shchita aim, there's only, just like you killed the aim. So Mamel, there's no Oisib as Benoi. So how could, so that's what Rav Amnuna said. Here we see clear not like that. We see clearly not like Rav Amnuna. It says, Yeshechted the aim befnim, Yeshechted the ben bachutz. So it says it's a machusas man, and there's a love of Yeshechted machusas man that's roi lovi lachas man. So there's a love of leisasun. So you see clearly not like Rav Amnuna. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Kama Mikdol Kotel, the Gemara of the Rabbi is Takasha. Where is that Rav Shimon speaking about? If Shneim Bechutz is Kama Mikdol Kotel Rav Shimon, the Shchita Shein Ruye. Vom Rabbi Garsinen, Rabbon, and the Shchita Shein Ruye, Shema Shchita, is Sheini, so if Shechta Shneim Bechutz, Sheini, Posu, Upata Mikoris, Blay Miskabu Bevnimo. Le Rabbi Shimon, Shneim Bechutz, Shneim Anushim Koris. Kama Mikdol Kotle, Vishaini Miskabo Bifnimu, Ulinin Shrute Chutz, Afal Gavdein Ruhu, Yoim Dolz Shrite Shein Ruhu Yimachayev, that the Lach Shrite Chai Verachmonem, and that we have a preferish Xeris Akosov, that Shrute Chutz is Chayev, it's called a Shrite. So Memelus will be Chayev Kores on both. Echot Bachutz Trilo, Vachakach Echot Bifnim, so according to the Chachomim, Sheini Posul, is Posul Alts Mechusas Man, Upota Mikores, Upota Mikores, is Chai Malkis Alts Oisim Esmenoi, Belabd Oisim Esmenoi Le Mari Hosom, Gabi Shchut Echutzkoi, so if he shechted, the Aim Bachutz, and the Ben Befnim, so and the Aim is Chai of Kores, and the Ben is no Kores whatsoever, because the ben is only an issa of mechusas man. But potol leyitzrech, that's poshet, is no chorus on mechusas man. I did it on the rishin chayiv, on the sheini pot. Le Rav Shimon, if it was echad bechutz ve echad befnim, le Rav Shimon, sheini kosher. The sheini is kosher, the kosher kom. The kama miktol kotle, the first one that is shechted bechutz, is not called a shchita, it's a shchita shein eruye. V'sheini, lav mechusas manu, so the sheini is a kosher kol. Kol hanoch, pturi, dohoche, mishchut echutz komo, so it's pot means it's pot from kores. Le'ayri b'lav do isei v'espeno, not speaking about the lav of isei v'espeno. Now, the third case was Rishain Bifnim Vishaini Bechutz. So the Chachamim hold Shaini Posel Upota, the Lav Miskabel Bifnimu, because since he shechted the first one Bifnim, so the second one that's Bechutz is Mechusel's man, so Isabes Benoi. So it's Posel Upota from the chorus of Oisai, or the chorus of Shchutechus, because it's not Roy Bifnim. Sheini, and Rav Shimon said, Sheini Beloi Sase, Beloi Bechorus, it's not called, the Lav Miskabo Bifnimi, the Kamo Shchita Ruya Boy. Al Koponim, we see from this third Bovet, that Echot Bifnim ve Echot Bechutz, by both Akotchim, so the Shchita is called a Shchita, afil according to Rav Shimon, the Shchita Befnim is called a Shchita, and therefore the one Bachutz is not Chayiv Koris, he's Chayiv Alav, so that's Klor, not like Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna said, Ein Oisei Vesbenoi Noig Bekotchim, we understood it's not Noig, because the shchita sa'ein b'fnim is not called a shchita ruye, because the shchita is not matter to zrika. This is the kash. Let's see the Gemara further. V'yisalke daitoch. If you'll say the way Rav Hamnuna said, ein oisoi ves b'noi noyig b'kotchim, because the shchita sa'ein b'migdosh is not called a shchita since it's not matter till zrika, so sheini amai b'loi sase v'suloi, so why are you over on the sheini b'chutz, alav of loi sasum, koris nami l'chai v'shvichai of koris, because it's considered you killed the mother, it's not called a shchita, and you should be chai of koris on the bed. This is the Gemara's kasha on Rav Hamnuna. Elo omar rove hochi ka omar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna did not say the way we understood he said. Rav Hamnuna did not say that there's no isa oisei ves benoi by kochim. Ein malkes oisei, you have to add a word. Ein malkes oisei ves benoi noig bakochim. There's no malkes bakochim. Kiven de kamo de loizorik dam, loi mishteri bosa, till you was oisik the dam, loi mishteri bosa, me idne de koshochit, avi asro asofik, Basros Sofik Loi Shmo Asro. Now, before we see Rashi in the Veinik, let us just explain Oisa Veinik what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, let's talk about what Rav Hamnuna was telling us. Rav Hamnuna said as follows, Ein Malkis Shal Oisa B'noi Noid B'kotshim, because the kim the kam lo isorik dam le mishtri bosa mit the koshach dav yes rosof. Rav Hamnuna said as follows, you have two kabonis, you have an ein and a bno in the Beis HaMikdash, shnayim bifnim. He went and shechted the ein. Basher usham, it's not a shchita ruya, because you need zrike, no problem. You made zrike. We'll make zrike. You shech the aim 1 o'clock. You'll make zrike 5 after 1. So now it's called, not the shchita's matter. So it's called the shchita ruye. It's called the shchita ruye. Not, that's what Rabbi Shai said, since b'shaita it's not matter, it's not called the shchita ruye. No. As long as there'll be a zrike, it's mutter. It's called the shchita ruye. Fine. So he shechted the aim 1 o'clock, he made the zrika 5 after 1. So now there's a din, he's not allowed to shech the son. He shechted the mother. Now he's not allowed to shech the son, which is also a call. Not allowed to shech the son. Fine. It's a lot. You come over, see now he's going to shech the son. So you're going to tell him, you know, if you shech the son, you shechted the mother. You shechted the son. So now you're going to be over the lab of Isay Ves Benoi. You're going to get Malkus. So he says, who says I'm going to get Malkus? What if I won't be Zorik the Dam? Huh? But I won't get Malkus. According to Rav Shimon, it's only a Shchita Ru'uyo after you Zorik the Dam. Good. The Shchita is Mitla Toli V'koi. Kozman, if you shechted it, it matters. If you'll be Zorik the Dam, it'll be, then it'll become a shchita ruya. If you won't be zorik to that, it won't be a shchita ruya. So when you come, and you want to be masrim, he's holding the chalav, he wants to shech the ben, and you're going to tell him, you know, if you shech the ben, you can get malkis, if you're going to make shchita later. Oh, okay. So that's called ashor sofik. So that means, you're telling me that ashor is now on the shchita. If I'll get Malkus on the Shchita, is dependent what I'll do later. That's Aschor Sofik. That's what Rav Hamnuna said. According to the Chachamim, what Shechita Ruye is, Shechita Shein Ruye is also called a Shechita. So you get Malkus by Kodshim. You shechted the mother, fine. You shechted the son, we know, as soon as you shecht the son, you can get Malkus on Toysimus, but no, made a Shechita. Ay, it's not Royal Achille, so it's not Royal Achille. Shechita Shein Ruye is Shmo Shechita. But according to Rab Shimon knows Shechita Shein Ruye, is Loishma Shchita. So it only gets Hashem Shchita after the Zrike. So who says we'll make the Zrike? You have to be Masrim by the Shchita. That's Asrosafi. That's, now we'll see again the Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi. Amarab Ochi ka Amarab Amnune. Ein Malkis Oise Vespunoy Neig Bekoshim. According to Rab Shimon, you won't get Malkis. Even the kama de loizorik dom by the ben, le mishteri boso, is meidne de koshoche, to when you start, when you shech the ben, have yasro asofik, asro asofik, lo ishmo asro. Fine. Zot Rashi, now we have a very interesting Rashi over here. Asro asofik, it's asro asofik. Dilme loy osi lidei zrike. Maybe he won't be zrike. Vahavelein, if he won't be zrike, havelei shchite sheine ruye. So then it's a shchite sheine ruye, because the shchite wasn't matter. Hilka, le rab shimen isure ike. There's an isa to shech. There's an isa to shech the son, because between you and me, lechayre, if we'll shecht the son, and then be zayrik the dam, so he was over, that's called oisiv es benoi. There's a nisa to shecht, it will be zayrik later, aber malkes lecker. Malkes lecker, fine. That's that, you don't get malkes. Now, that's Shitas Rab Shimon. Now let's go back to what Rab Shimon is talking about. Rab Shimon said, if Echad Bifnim, the Echad Bechutz. So when he shechted the Ein Bifnim, and he made Zrike, so now Bechutz, he can't be Chayv al Shchut Echutz, because now it's not Roy Bifnim, it's a Mechus Hazman. It's a Mechus Hazman, it's a Din Shchut Echutz. By kochim, umikomokim lav miskabo befnimu, sharishin shenishchat, v'nizrak adam kvar koydem shchitosi sholseini, shchiteru yave. Kach shemati. I heard that's pshat in the Gemara, and that's the girsa, and shalom al Yisrael. So bekitzer, this was a girsa that the girsa said. That means Rab Shimon Zicher holds that a shchite that was a zrika was made afterwards, behechsher, that's called a shchite. And memele, that shchite will create a din of oisei ves benoi. You won't be loika on the ben, if the ben is a korban, because it's a schor safik. Who says will be zoyrik the dak? Vekoshali. So now Rashi is a kashe on this gilse, and Rashi, because of that, makes a new gilse. Vekoshali, my hasros sofik tekoma, havadai shchita sheina ein ruuya. The shchita of the sheini is not roi. Even the iser oisei vespenoi noyeg bekotshim, if the iser oisei vespenoi is noyeg bekotshim, havalei sheini mechusel zman. So Rashi is sakashe. If you shechted the aim. And I'm going to shecht now the ben. So you say this is a roisiv es benoi. So if I shecht it, will be roi lachile, it's a mechusas man. So it won't be roi lachile. If there's a nitzar of roisiv es benoi, so that makes it that it's a mechusas man. So if it's a mechusas man, how can you get malchus? The Gemara says, you get malchus, but you can't give a malchus, it's asra asafik. Sagt Rashi, I don't understand. The minute you say that there's an Isser Oisei Ves Benoi, when I shech the mother, it's called a Shchita Ruya. Because I made a Shechta and the Zrika. Now there's an Isser Oisei Ves Benoi. The minute there's an Isser Oisei Ves Benoi, you're not allowed to shech the son. If you shech the son, so it's a Mechusas man. That's not Roy Lachila. So how could you get Malkis? I'm Shimon Ot Shchita, Shein Ruya, Loi Shmo Shchita. That's Rashi's kasha. V'nireh b'einai, no, v'koshali, mayas chosofi tekomo, havadi shchita shein ein ruya. The kivin, the isav, oisei ves v'noi, noyeg v'kotshim, avale sheini mechusas man, v'ein shchitos e ruya, v'ein kan asro klau. You talk about why you don't give a malchus? There's no asro. Because it's a shchita shein eruya. So because of this kasha, Rashi was moichik, so loshim from the Gemara. V'nire b'einai d'loi garsina le'ilahai mai taime. Elo, the Gemara, so how, what's the girsa? The girsa is, Ochi ka'oma rabam nune ein malkis oise ves noi noi bekotshim period. You'll never give malkis when you shech the son. Because it's a shchita shein eruya. So there's no malchus. Because when you shecht it, it's a shchita shein eruya. Besulei midi. The time, why isn't there malchus? Mishum dein shchita sa shein eruya. Because it's a shchita shein eruya. Mikivin shenishchat rishin. Venizrak domoi. Havale shchita rishin ruya. So the shchit of the Rishon is Ruya, so there was a shchit of Sa'im. The last one, how the elder Rabbi Yishai. We don't know like Rabbi Yishai that says that it's not called a shchit of Ruya. But the sheini ain't a Ruya. So my male and now the sheini is ain't Ruya. The havelay mechusas man. It's a mechusas man. The ain't domay nizrak. We'll come back by Rashi said this, these three words. Upeirish mishubishu, and this first thing with Ascho Sofik, me odom chorif and mefulpul. Someone, he was a psachorif, and agav chuf and shebeshte. Later, the next sugi Rashi has been down this pshat also. About Kaponim, Rashi says, it doesn't make sense. It's a psa, it's Ascho Sofik. According to Rabbi Shimon, how could you ever get Malkis? And the shchita sashayin, it's a shchita shayin eruya. Fine. Now, let's go back to Daf Peyom and Beis, and we'll see the Tutais Vesin, and we'll understand that this first Pshat is far from Meshubish, and then we'll have to come back to Rashi, what Rashi's time is. Kochim, let's see the Tutais Ves, the Gemara said that Kochim is Shchite She'ein Aruyei. Kochim is a shchita shein ruya. Kochim, kochim nam is shchita shein ruya. The Gemara said that kochim bifnim it's a shchita shein ruya. Rabbi Shaya said because it's not matter. You need a zrika. Ve'im toima faktoisus amir de kekash. Va'bepeire kise yadam meforish taime de Rab Shimon. How does Rab Shimon know that it's not called a shchite if it's not roi lachila? Mitevoyach tevach vohochim. By shchite it says, you shecht it, and it's roi to eat. That's called tevach. That's called shechting. If after the shechting it's not roi to eat, it's not called shchite. Uporich v'leilev mishchutei chutz. The Gemara says, listen, there's a lot of shchutei chutz. If you shecht bachutz, you chayev koris. Ay, it's not mutter to eat. Umishani donin chulin mechulin bein donin chulin mekotch. You're asking a kashim shchut echutz? Shchut echutz is by kotch. By kotchim, you're 100% right. It's called shchite, even though it's not roi lachila. But by chulin, I have a posik tvoyach tevach vohochen. It's only called a shchite after it's roi lachila. Here the Gemara says, if you shecht it kochim bifnim, so the first one is called a shchita shein eruya, By kotshim shchita shein ruy yishmo shchita. You see, by shchut echut, it's like that. So the only reason Rabbi Shimon doesn't learn half in shchut echut, for don echulim echulim, bein don echulim mekotshim. In kein hoche de bekotshim, nail of kotshim mekotshim. V'yesh loyma emphatoys with, kiven de ike oisei be'es benoi bechulim ksiv. The love of oisei be'es benoi is speaking about chulim. The shoyer hipsike inyan. The Gemara says, because it says shoyer, that shows it's not speaking about kotshim. Al kochacho shchita deschiv bei, the shchita that says by the love of oisei be'es benoi, b'shchita aruya ayri, speaking about a shchita aruya, b'shem de yalfinin chulen michulen. So memela the shchita of oisei be'es benoi, which the love is said by chulen, even though we learn it's not by kotshim also, but the ikar lav was said by chulam, she need a shchita, which is considered a shchita by chulam, therefore you need a shchita ruy. Let us see the next taisvis. Shchita she'ein ru'uyehi. Now, Rabbi Shaya said that according to Rabbi Shimon, shneyem befnim, it's a shchita she'ein ru'uyeh, because the shchita se'aim is not matter the aim because you need zrike. So, Tartosis brings down Rashi. Perish HaKuntris, this is Rashi and HaPayimit Beis. Loi mi boi the le'inyin malkis. If you're talking about to give malkis on the ben, the loi boi the milk at mishum shchita she'ini im oisiv es benoi noig bekotshim. Philip will say, so you'll never get Malkus on the second one, the Hashtabim Bechusas Man, who bustle. This is what Rashi just said by us also. Oisev is Noiz Noiz by Kotshim. So you'll never get Malkus on the second one, because it's a Mechusas Man. Ella Afilu. Now there's a Grais here. I just like to read over the how the Chassam Sofer's Geiris. Ella Afilu Issa Oisev Bnoi Einoi Noyig bekotchim. Afilo oisiv es bnoi is not noyig bekotchim. Ella, afilo isa oisiv nail. He says like this. If oisiv es bnoi is noyig bekotchim, you won't get malchus on the second one because it's a shchita she'ein iruya. Ella, but I want to tell you more. According to Rav Shimon, afilo isa oisiv bnoi ain noyig bekotchim. There's no isa bechlal. Mishum de shchitas rishon ein eruye. So you don't have where to start from. The einu muteres b'lo zrike sheini amai posel. The hashda lehavi mechusas man. Umai seifik nami dekoma. So Rashi said over here two things. If ois, Rashi is like this. Afilo oiseres b'noi would be knowing by kodshim. You'd never get malchus on the second one, because the second one is a shchitas shein eruye, because it's a mechusas man. And then and then the Gemara says, "But God knows that the oisiv is noy is not noy. The aim you never shechted because it's not called a shchita ruya by the aim. Umitam ze mochak sforim lekamon. And because of this, Rashi said that if afil oisiv is noy would be noyig by kotshim, you'll never get malchus on the ben because it's a shchita shein ruya because it's a machusas man. Umitam ze mochak sforim lekamon." So Rashi erased the whole Gemara. Shoyakosu ben, the Gemara said, Ein Malkus doisiv es benoi noig bekotshim. Mishum asro asofik. Because asro asofik, because when you masre, when he shechs the ben, it's a sofik, maybe he won't make zrike. So Rashi says, Dolomali tam dasro asofik. Teipik lei, mishum dolei haveruye. It's a shchita sheine ruye. Mishum shum mechusel zman. That was Rashi. That's Rashi. Rashi is consistent. Rashi is going l'shitos. Zok toisves ve'ein nire. This whole shtick toira I wish to disagree with vehemently. Why? The kivin the osar akosov oisai ves benoi bekotshim mi vov moisav alinyin rishi. If we say oisai ves benoi is noig bekotshim. So we have a vav, so there's an iser of oisei ves benoi. So how can you have the iser of oisei, how can you shech the ben? By kotshim. How can you shech the ben by kotshim? The minute you shech the aim, So you're not allowed to shech the ben, and you shech it into mechusas man, for the shechita shein eruye. So how is it possible to be, there's a nisa of oises benoi by kochim, I have a vob, meisim in yerishin, and you can't shech the ben, because it's a shechita shein eruye. So tois vis are exeris akosiv delilki, afo gam the lam shechita ruye. So al kochach, if the Torah told us, that is a lab of oisoi ves benoi by kochim, so that means the Torah is telling us that if you shecht the ben, you're going to get malchus. That's what the pasuk is telling us. But there's a lav al kaponim. Ayet a shechita shein eruye. So here, al kocher, the Torah was telling us that shechita, that gabi, the lav of oisiv es benoi, it's called a shechita. Av gav the lav shechita ruye, davam mechus zman. Kim the leke psulachine. So Taisu says, you see such a thing, k'moi shchut echutz. Shchut echutz, you also chayim al shchut echutz. Ayit ha-shchit ha-shein ha-ruye. So al kol choch et zegzeres ha-kosov. The zegzeres ha-kosov, the Torah said, there's a love of shchut echutz. So here the Torah was megala. Legabi the love of shchut echutz, that has Hashem shchite. The afilo, the chayim, afilo Rab Shimon. Afo gav the lishar mili, Shiva Shrita Shaineruya, Lagabi all the other Yonim, you'll shech bechut, it's called a Shrita Shaineruya, that Shrita won't make Oisiv as Benoy, it's because it's not matter. But Lagabi to be over the love of Shrutechut, the Torah was Machadish that it has a shame Shrita. So Mamela, so Taisvi says, so if the Torah said, there's a Vav Moisiv Alinyarishin, the Torah said, that by kochim there's a lav of oisiv es benoi, so al kochach the Torah means to tell us that if you shech the aim, the mikdash, and then you shech the vlad, yoiv oisiv es benoi, the vlad is a shchita shein eruy, it's a mechusos mam, so al kochach the Torah was megala legabi the lav of oisiv es benoi, it has a shem shchita. Al kochach, that's pshat. Voi, so Mamela is so fakel. So now it's very good the Girsa. So the Lamais, I mean the Zichak Zeres HaKosuv, Lagabi the lab of Oisoi Ves Benoi, even though it's a Shchita Shein Arui, it's a Mechusas Man, the Torah said there's a Torah Shchita, that you have the lab. So the Gemara says you should get Malkus also. So the Gemara says, no, you can't get Malkus, because maybe he won't make Zrike. It's a Shrosofik. That's what the Gemara says. Boy, the behead yet nam be perk basra des vochim. Oy soy be es benoy kochim. Case number one. Um bechus es man. Rabbi Shimon oy mahareyem beloy sase. Mishum der shive shchite. Yoiva alav. Voiva belav deloy sishchato. Okay, the Marshal's Moira, that's a portion, that's Pshan the Gemara's book. Lachain nire. So, but Taisva says, if you're gonna tell me that by Kochim there's an Issa of Oisiv as Benoi, that what the Shchitas HaBen is a Shchitas Shein Ruhuya, this is no problem whatsoever. Because if there's an Issa of Oisiv as Benoi, so, if there's an Issa of Oisiv as Benoi, some of Mela's or Kochos, the Torah was Machadish, that the Shchitas HaBen, even though it's a Shchitas Shein Eruye, Mishim Mechus HaZman, it is a Torah Shchita. Lekach Nired Leimuch HaChochet, that what they brought a Raya, that the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, so the Raya is not from the second one. Elamin HaRishin, the Shchitas Kochim Ein Eruye, Rabbi Shaya held, the first one, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not a Shchita Ruye. V'rei ki'ilu mitl kotloi lekame. V'ashen niko shegomu. Yeah. So fine. So Taisva says that so, if you notice that there's an Issa of Oisiv as Benoi, you can never have a problem why it's Oifig as Arboim, why there's Malkus, because there's no problem of Shchita Shein Ruye. Even though, yeah. Le'motzim, mifrich la'beishayim, afilo rabam nune, the besamach mi perik basra des vachim de mashal ab shimen oise ves penoy neig bekotchim. Ay, so Tosfos says that means we see over here that it says oise ves penoy neig bekotchim. L'chayre Rabbi Shaya said the shchitas aim is a shchitas shein eruya. Ikluk meik shehorishen avachulen v'shein ikotchem v'shchitas rishen shchit eruya. So Tosfos says that's zicher. Since there's a din oisev es benoy by kotchem, so Aishayu wanted to say if you shech the aim, if the aim was also kotchem, then there won't be oisev ves benoy because the aim is not a shchit eruya, since you need the zrika to be matter. So what is the case of oisev es benoy according to Rav Shimon? So Taisa says the aim was chulin, the ben was kodesh, so then there was a shchitas ha'aim, and then there's a lav on the shchitas ha'ben. That is shchitas ha'taisus. So be'emesin, now that we learn taisus, so the chayr of taisus is 100% right. Taisus amodik akash am rashi. If the Torah says there's a lav of oisev es benoy by kodshim, and the halacha is, and the halacha is that if there's oisev es benoy kochas mechusas man, so al kochas the Torah is mechadish that a shchita of a mechusas man does not make it a shchita. So mamela, that's tais v'shit. Look at the Tiferes Yaakov amir de kizach. So what did Rashi hold? It's a mir de kataina. Look at the Tiferes Yaakov azazach. Look at the Tiferes Yaakov. He said, what will be the din? Taisva says, that means when you shecht a mechusas man, so even though it's not roi lachila, about the posik was megale, that there's an issa of oisei ves benoi, So memele, even though it's a mechusas man, that here's a Torah shchit. He says, let me ask another shayla. The Torah was megale that by a mechusas man, it has a shem shchit. Let me ask you a shayla, what will be the din if they won zerik the dam? They shechted the ben, So Rashi is the kasha. It's a mechusas man. No, mechusas man. Fine, it's irrelevant. It has a Torah shchita. But they weren't zarek the dam. The dam nishpach hadam. And what'll be the din over there? Will he get malchus? Is that called a shchita ruye? So he says, according to Tosfos, I mean, they only have a gilui akrov that mechusas man does not make it a shchita shein ruye. But if you won't shecht it, if you won't be zeirik the dam, less man the polik. So Rashi says, now, if it's a mechusas man, will they be zeirik the dam? It's a lot to be zeirik the dam, not to be zeirik the dam. So Rashi says, so you won't get malchus. That means the posik has a pshat if they will be zeirik the dam, but who's going to be zeirik the dam? Who's going to be zayik? I mean, a lot to be zayik the dam. So let us look at the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, "The geiris is no malchus pri period." B'nira b'ne legasina le'elahai ma'itayme ela ein malchus oisiv es mnei neig bekoshim besulei midi v'taime v'shem dein shchitas hashen iruye miki v'nshen ishrat harishen v'nizrak domei avilo shchitas harishen iruye. The shchitas rishi shechted them. The last one, how the lord Rabbi Shai, fine. Ode sheini, eini ruye. Not allowed to shech the sheini. The havelay mechusas man. The ein tamoy nizrak. So the mice, they won't be zayrik the dam. They won't be zayrik the dam. So memele, al tzadet a shchitas sheini ruye. Because they won't be zayrik the dam. That means tam is a yaleska shaila, if there wouldn't be a problem with tam. So then we could say that, but it's a mechusas man, there was machadish that when it's not roi lachila, it's mechusas man, the Torah said, here's a Torah shchita. But if you have another sibe, and that you don't have a posik, So Rashi says, V'deshein ein erui davole mechusa zman ve'ein domo in Yisrael. It's a mechusa zman, since it's a mechusa zman, ve'ein domo in Yisrael. So they're not going to be zorik the dam. A lot to be zorik the dam. So me'mele, so now it's a shchita shein erui, because there's no zrikas adam, it's like nishbach adam. That's it, it's called a shchita shein erui.